year in the hugely successful Urban Classic Prom.
I appeared in the proms to get rid of the feeling that there is an inaccessibility to certain music.
The classically trained artist returns this season for a late night prom that showcases her talents in a new light. This prom will feature the public premiere of the orchestral version of Mvula's album Sing to the Moon. Told me, reveals these miraculous songs as they were always meant to be. Laura performs them with the Netherlands-based Metropole Orchestra, making its proms debut, conducted by Jules Buckley. Laura Mvula at the BBC Proms this Tuesday evening at 10:15.
BBC Proms, every concert live here on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now, World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Where at this time of night in the lovely old part of Broadcasting House, there's definitely a feeling of another time, another place. It's just ourselves on World on 3 and my lovely session guest for tonight. But yes, who knows who else is here in spirit. Nancy Kerr, take us into the night then with your first song.
This poor old hotel, it is boarded and barred, though it fought hard to keep its doors open. We drank and were sold for a barrel of gold, then laughed as our glass hearts were broken. Leaving our city a little more greedy, leaving my days a little darker, leaving my nights without songs. Beer, whiskey and wine have departed my glass. Well, they never do last until morning. The taps at the bar, just a cooling mirage, like tears in the desert are falling, lending my evening a little less dreaming, leaving my days a little darker, leaving my nights without song.
Beautiful. Nancy Kerr in solitary splendour with the days a little darker. A solo session, rather appropriate, Nancy, for a woman with a discography as long as your arm, but this current album, Sweet Visitor, your own songs out on your own as well.
That's right, yeah.
that particular song, is it a particular place is it based in reality?
It is, really, yes. I heard something on the radio yesterday, which was an Irish author talking about how the pub was sort of a central inspiration to people and yet their downfall in all sorts of arts and settings. And really, that's what that song is about. But the particular, the reason I say hotel is that's what they call pubs in Australia. So it's an old musical haunt in Sydney, which was also the haunt of a dear friend of mine who used to sing and is no longer with us. So I kind of thought, well, the world's just a bit darker without the pub and without that person.
I know if my other half was listening tonight, which I sincerely hope he is, he'd be thinking of a particular place in Petersfield in deepest Hampshire with a very similar story. And I'm sure lots of World on Three listeners will have a parallel for that,
sure.
Whatever place they're particularly thinking about. We'll have more from you later on throughout the programme. Thanks very much, Nancy. Nancy Kerr, our live session guest here on World on Three. Also in amidst our forays into roots music, home and further afield, if you're feeling the withdrawal symptoms of the Commonwealth Connections series, fear not, there are a couple of lovely new features coming into play. And of course, you can still enjoy that whole series online on the Radio 3 website. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, and we'll get the ball rolling on the album front with another dip into the showcase double album of music from Bamako's iconic Bogolan Studios, celebrating a 10th anniversary this year. From its original patronage by the great Ali Farka Touré, the studio has been the scene of moments of musical magic captured in performances by many Malian, West African and international musicians. So let's hear another of the greats, the voice of a griot singer who inherited his name from his singer grandfather, so called for his ability to move people to tears with his singing. Not just the name then that Kassimadi Diabaté received in that particular legacy.
Sorla luma onu na jemana kebana kabina. nyu mafurura kawake bona zila narade mosokolo soro mirila de na donyama nanfala na ya satore oyi jadi nya bantu oyi jadi nya bantu ne a sinaro soro oyi
sato ya sara sato sinaro sara sato ya sara sato sinaro sara
na nyuma furura kawake bona sira nara denga kono soro na nyuma lala
les grillons, il fait beau, il fait beau. On prend la vie en rêvant, on laisse passer le temps doucement, doucement. Quand le soir bleu descend devant la mer immense, on se fatigue pas à pousser la romance, car l'air est plein de chansons entre Marseille et Toulon, entre Marseille et Toulon. Sur cette terre, le paradis, tout le monde le sait, tout le monde le dit, c'est la Provence ensoleillée, c'est le midi. Quand je n'étais qu'un chérubin, j'étais déjà un gros malin, j'avais choisi pour arriver le meilleur coin. J'ai sucé mon premier biberon, j'ai fait ma première communion, près de mes amis j'ai grandi, sans jamais quitter mon pays. Entre Marseille et Toulon, lorsque chantent les grillons, il fait bon, il fait bon. On prend la vie en rêvant, on laisse passer le temps, doucement, doucement. Quand le soir bleu descend devant la mer immense, on se fatigue pas à pousser la romance, car l'air est plein de chansons entre Marseille et Toulon, entre Marseille et Toulon. Le soleil, ce petit coquin, des fois nous quitte un beau matin, et dans le nord, il s'en va voir si l'on est bien. Là-haut, il monte plein d'espoir, mais c'est plein de nuages noirs. Pour les percer, il n'y a rien à faire, il peut rien voir. Alors il dit, c'est ça Paris, mais bon Dieu, personne ne rit. Même le jour, on n'y voit rien, et aussitôt il s'en revient. Entre Marseille et Toulon, lorsque chantent les grillons, il fait bon, il fait bon. Dans le nord, il fait trop froid, ici, je me sens chez moi. Je suis Dieu, je suis roi. Quand lors de mes rayons d'or chaque colline, le plus humble marin voyant, ça s'imagine avoir gagné les millions entre Marseille et Toulon, entre Marseille et Toulon. Donnez le meilleur belle-mère, du soleil, des amis, des femmes qui vous aiment, et un petit cabanon entre Marseille et Toulon, entre Marseille et Toulon.
Entre Marseille et Toulon, lorsque chantent les grillons,
il fait bon, il fait bon.
On prend la vie en rêvant, on laisse passer le temps
doucement, doucement.
Quand le soir bleu descend devant la mer immense, on se fatigue pas à pousser la romance. Car il est plein de chansons entre Marseille et Toulon. Qu'il fait bon, ah qu'il fait bon. Les gens parlent du paradis, mais ne savent rien de précis. C'est tout là-haut, c'est quelque part, mais pas ici. C'est leur avis, ça j'en conviens. Pourtant ils n'y connaissent rien. Le paradis, je le connais, ma foi, très bien. Il n'est pas si loin que l'on croit. Il se trouve près de chez moi. Mais ce séjour si clair, si doux, où est-il, me demandez-vous? Entre Marseille et Toulon, lorsque chantent les griots, il fait bon, il fait bon. On prend la vie en rêvant, on laisse passer le temps, doucement, doucement. Quand le soir bleu descend devant la mer immense, on se fatigue pas à pousser la romance. Car l'air est plein de chansons, entre Marseille et Toulon, entre Marseille et Toulon. Le soleil, ce petit coquin, des fois nous quitte un beau matin. Et dans le nord, il s'en va voir si on est bien. Là où il monte, rempli d'espoir, mais c'est plein de nuages noirs. Pour les percer, y a rien à faire, il peut pas voir. Alors il dit, c'est ça Paris, mais bon Dieu, personne ne rit. Même le jour, on n'y voit rien, et aussitôt, il s'en revient. Entre Marseille et Toulon, lorsque chantent les griots, il fait bon, il fait bon. Dans le nord, il fait trop froid, ici au moins, je suis chez moi. Je suis Dieu,
je suis Dieu,
je suis roi. Quand l'or de mes rayons dore chaque colline, le plus humble marin voyant, ça s'imagine.
On va gagner des millions, entre Marseille et Toulon, entre Marseille et Toulon. Chanson entre Marseille et Toulon, entre Marseille et Toulon. Ah, qui fait bon!
A band that epitomises the melting pot nature of Marseille, the Mediterranean crossroads of the south of France, Moussouti et les Jovons. Their new album celebrates the popular and populist operetta tradition of 1930s France, giving us the chance, as you heard there, to enjoy the originals, such as that performance by Henri Alibert, a big singing film star of his day, and then the lads' own multicultural twist on the original songs. And before that, the bearer of another great song tradition, Kassimadi Diabaté, from the Bogolan Malian All-Stars collection on Ras Records. It's time to welcome back our session guest for this evening, English folk singer and songwriter Nancy Kerr, just herself and her fiddles, carrying some of the songs from her new album, Sweet Visitor, and carrying on just now with My Little Drummer.
I went a-walking in the early morning, city rain a-falling, seagulls were calling, cold didn't heed it, gold I didn't need it, came home with a baby, called him little Jamie. Rising, wouldn't stop his crying, pitter patter raining, neighbours complaining, milk wouldn't fill him, silks I couldn't give him, just a song to jig him, just a little rhythm. Soon the night was ringing, mockingbirds were singing, looking glasses breaking, neighbours awaking, bull carts are pulling, billy goats unwilling, mockingbirds lamenting, diamonds are glinting, little dogs called Rover, horses falling over, never ever stopping, such a lot of shopping. ¶¶
nicer than the cherry, sharper than the apple, always a devil. Wings of the morning beating like a starling, wakes us sorely yawning, little drummer darling. I went a-walking on a winter's morning, came home with the summer, my little drummer.
Fantastic. Stuff there, My Little Drummer from Nancy Kerr, and laying the fiddle down and joining me over here at the table. That was a bit of a tour de force, Nancy.
Thank you.
When you think of fiddler singers, people like, we were talking just earlier before we came on air about people like Bruce Molesky,
who
do burst into the tunes as part of the song, but then sort of go into this very accompanying kind of thing. But that's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time.
It's kind of my thing, really. I've often heard two sort of melodies running concurrently, and I think one of the things about, especially that dance music style of playing and singing, that you can actually layer the tunes on top of each other, and they kind of fit where they touch. So that's what I've always kind of heard. But I'm really influenced by, people like Bruce and that American tradition. I think there almost wouldn't be any fiddle singing here without that inspiration.
So a solo album, well, with your sweet visitor band,
yes,
of course, but an album of your own songs. And as I've said, you have a long and successful recording and performing career. You were saying 20 years of yourself and your
myself
other
and
half,
James Fagan. Yes, we've been, next year will be our 20th year performing together. So, yes.
Yeah. And out on your own, though, with your own songs, is it a more onerous prospect?
It is a bit, really, and the way that I'm rationalising it is to say, look, I'm not a new voice in folk necessarily, but I am as a writer a new voice, and so really I think of this project, the Sweet Visitor album, and you know, performing in this way with my name at the front of it for the first time, it's really about the writing and the song. So I'm really looking to put just a bunch of new songs in that amazing vernacular canon that is out there that people keep adding to. You know, I want to be one of those people. So, yeah, I'm focusing on the repertoire and hoping that people respond to it, really, whoever's playing it, whether it's me like I am tonight, just me and my fiddle, because that's how the song started, or with my, the bigger band that I'll be touring with later in the year.
Now, you've also been involved in a couple of big projects over the past year or so, the Full English,
yep.
Faye Heald's amazing exploration of English folk song tradition.
That's
and
right,
also
yeah.
the Elizabethan Session, which was a writing project.
It was,
tapping into into a historical sort of touchstone, if
definitely.
You like, in Hatfield House. How much does being surrounded by the tradition, by something that you've grown up steeped in, how much does that become a sort of governing sensibility of your own writing?
It's really... The shapes are there, they're almost so present that they're unquestioned. So sometimes when people say, oh, you've written a folk song, or you're very in the idiom, I kind of have to question it and go, am I? Because I actually don't question it very, I don't objectively look at it and go, I think I'm going to write that song. You know, I think I'm going to write a ballad that goes like this. It feels quite natural at this point in my life. But I've done an apprenticeship of songwriting like a lot of people do. And that is when I was singing mostly traditional songs. Of course, you shape them to fit you. Most of the time, that can be a bit contentious too. You know, should we leave them as they are? But most singers have to do some little bit of work of editing or re-inspiration or rethinking when they sing an old song. So that was sort of my apprenticeship, really, was working, whittling those traditional songs. And then it was a natural progression to start writing my own. So, yeah, and now with this Sweet Visitor album, actually, I think the traditional shapes are most obvious in my work as they've ever been. The Elizabethan Session was interesting as well, because we actually used all manner of different kind of idioms for writing. We did have an Elizabethan or an early music expert with us. We had Emily Askew playing early music instruments, which was wonderful and lent that sound. But actually, we wrote in almost every idiom there was. So it's more, it's kind of in my blood, really. It's in my bone.
Do you reference any contemporary songwriters?
I'm very influenced by a man called Leon Russellson, who I think has basically the definitive grasp of putting things in song. I'm particularly influenced by his early work when I was a child. I was born in 1975, and Leon's work from that period onwards was very political, very, very concerned with reshaping in music what was happening and what maybe shouldn't be happening in the world. So it's kind of a continuation of a protest song tradition, really, but with a lot of other stuff, a lot of impressionistic and a lot of personal expression in there. So he's a big influence. All of that kind of, I guess, yeah, that kind of movement, you know, that folk movement, people like Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger, who again were taking their inspiration from the tradition but writing about now.
And you can track your own connections going straight back through your parents to Ewan and Peggy.
Very much, yeah. So my mum's a songwriter, obviously a massive influence on me as well. And I heard her writing songs, you know, when I was a child. I grew up hearing her shaping songs. We were in the car or whatever, she'd be working it through. But she learned, you know, did her apprenticeship under Peggy and Ewan's tutelage, really, and the critics group. And so, yeah, that's definitely shaped me. Every part of that kind of period of incredibly active work has
shaped
me.
Yeah, now, mentioning people like Leon and Ewan and Peggy, you have spoken before about how you feel that the role of political song and protest has changed, and maybe to some extent lost its way. Do you still feel that way?
I think I feel that as a writer, I do feel politically engaged. I write about war and, you know, motherhood in war. I write about conflict. I write about poverty. But I think what I seek not to do, I'm not interested in using the language of politics because I think it's actually quite culturally dead. I want to use the language of folk song, which is beautifully alive. And actually, for all that folk song is supposed to be the music of the people, and it is, it's the music of ordinary, untutored people, you know, but we still have our heads utterly in the stars. So the music is about beauty and it's about wonder. And so I try and, yeah, for me, it's about combining that sense of protest and about it being a journal of the time, but still it being an art too, and still saying that ordinary people with their feet in the soil still, you know, deserve to have the largest dreams.
I think there's a little bit of that, certainly in the title of this this next song you're going to
very
do.
Very much,
Apollo
actually.
On the Docks.
This is Apollo on the Docks. This was commissioned, actually, by BBC Radio 2 for the radio ballads that they did about the Olympics in 2012. And actually, I was thinking of songs like Sweet Thames Flow Softly or even Dirty Old Town, you know, songs of Ewan McColl's, which talk about cities but still talk with this quite beautiful, quite florid language. So I was interested in that duality of, yeah, the urban, the grittiness of it. Because my family come from the East End, my mum's family from the East End, right there where the Olympics landed. And to think about my grandparents, my grandfather worked on the docks, to think what they might have made of the Olympics landing like a big shiny spaceship right there down by the docks was incredible to me. It was very bizarre. So I wrote this song. It's about the Greek gods coming down from Mount Olympus, Zeus and Poseidon and all these lot, and hanging around the East End, because that's kind of what it felt like. It felt unreal. So I wanted to capture that ordinary person's sense of wonder.
That's a fantastic image to have. We'll let you head back over to the performance space there and pick up, I think, the viola this time, is it?
Yes.
While Nancy's getting ready, I'll let you know that the debut for this Sweet Visitor band is at the Terzi Festival, not this weekend, but next weekend. And there's a full-scale English tour going out in November, and you can find out more on that on Nancy's own website. But for the moment, let's have those wonderful gods coming down to the East End, Apollo on the Docks.
Running river, you're chasing the sea. Apollo is racing to meet thee. Call the sun down to old Silver Town and light the poor banks of the Lee. Immortals
are coming to factory and slum, where all the old dockers lie sleeping. Olympus is silent, for Zeus has come down to sprinkle gold rain in the east end of town and light the poor banks of the Lee. So fleet running river, you're chasing the sea. Apollo is racing to meet thee. All the sun down to old Silver Town and light the poor banks of the Lee. Well, in comes Poseidon, that bold stevedore. He's riding the tide to his glory. Billingsgate fishes swim under his sails, dropping bright dollars like silvery scales to line the poor banks of the Lee. So fleet running river, you're chasing the sea. Apollo is racing to meet thee. All the sun down to old Silver Town and glide the poor banks of the Lee. Atalanta is leading the race. She's braced for the breezes of England. In come her sisters, the wind in their hair, the daughters of Asia and Africa, to leap the poor banks of the Lee. So fleet running river, you're chasing the sea. Apollo is racing to meet thee. All the sun down to old Silver Town and light the poor banks of the Lee. Then in comes Achilles, he's stronger than steel, but weak for the prize he is seeking. Poverty's spectre with gold in his eyes, austerity, slavery, sacrifice, do stalk the poor banks of the Lee. So fleet running river, you're chasing the sea. Apollo is racing to meet thee. All the sun down to old Silver Town and light the poor banks of the Lee.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. Thanks so much to Nancy Kerr playing live in the Broadcasting House studios for us tonight here on World on 3 with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. And thanks to all of you that are tweeting in at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag. Dandelion 101, loving the little drummer, and so did we. And a suggestion from our friends at London Folk Music they can see one of the photographs that we've posted up on Twitter, that there's a lovely grand piano in the background, and they're suggesting that the time for the Nancy Kerr broadcasting debut on piano might be now. So we've got about half an hour to persuade her. I don't know. We're managing a couple of fiddles. I think we might be doing well here. So we will have more from Nancy still to come, I think on strings, but we'll head now for another big world music milestone. Peter Gabriel's adventuresome and highly influential Real World Records, celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. The label started out, as it meant to go on, with success in the form of a Grammy-winning soundtrack for Martin Scorsese's Last Temptation of Christ. But the directions in which the labels travelled over the following quarter century have introduced us to the likes of Uzbeki diva Sivara Nazarkhan, Irish Shannos sensation Ear Little Leonard, and the remarkable five-octave range of Tanzanian vocalist Hukwe Zawozi. A reissue series from Real World is reintroducing us to some of these highlights, as is the 25th anniversary triple CD compilation. So let's revel in a triple selection, just a few of these gems, including, first of all, the gospel giants celebrating 70 years themselves of singing together as a group that became known as the Blind Boys of Alabama.
First up, great God, let me tell you the news. My head got wet in the midnight dew. from Galilee. Then my God spoke and he sounded so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. Then he put one hand up on my head. Great God the mother, let me tell you what he said.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell the mother, mother, gonna cut up town.
He run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty, gonna cut you down.
You may run on for a long time. And poor, you gonna reach, that's what you saw. Some people go to church just to signify, trying to get a date with the neighbor's wife. But listen to me, brother, sure you won't. You better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, you mark my word, you think that brother is going to work. You're gonna come up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you knock no more. You may run on for a long time. Stop it, God, let me tell you the news. My head got wet in the midnight dew. I've been down on my bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. Lord, he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He placed one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that.
Ma non penso di ritornarti a mare, ma non penso
di
ritornarti a mare.
Ma non
penso di ritornarti a mare.
Ma non penso
di ritornarti
a mare.
Ma non penso di ritornarti a mare. Ma non penso di ritornarti
a mare.
Ma non penso di ritornarti a mare. Ma non penso di ritornarti a mare. Ma non penso di ritornarti Rotte moglie tu sei una bata mala, pritera una
pista
roma, un vincolto per la prima la scuola, pritera una
pista roma,
pritera una pista roma, un vincolto per la prima la scuola, un vincolto per la prima la scuola, e pritera una pista roma, siamo
proprio
la prima sera, ma non penso di ritornarti a mare. Giurato
Maria Ramo,
giurato
Maria
Ramo, ma te lo so come sapere, tu e solo mi chiedo perché. La
maratona,
la maratona, la maratona, la maratona,
la maratona,
la maratona, la maratona, la protema
la bimba boom
pritera una coppa di scaro mi incurta la
bimba
scurala mi incurta
la bimba boom
e pritera una coppa di scaro la bimba
bimba.
Thank you. Sokilala yo keyu Lala kobokala Yilanga tuluna Sokilala yo gazu Lala kobatela Falala ya bolingo Lala kobokala Yilanga tuluna La cobatela, oye, oye, cuando yo tu bota. Bote malango me miu. Nini la cosa la soquina zanya. Mokili se deux a deux. La tika limousine banako bimana na liu. La kabakala, yanga tolona, na ya kubatela mama, mwano yotobota ngana ya, awa yoke yugu, awa yoke yuyu. Sala sokina zangia Mokili se deux a deux Natika limoze bana kobima nana nio Nala kabakala Elanga dolona Nala kobatela mama Mwano yotobota ngana ya Awa yo ke yugu Soki o kani yo kokene Tutu
Si un jour tu vas te décider de partir Propose à la layate
A spectacular voice there. A triple scoop of tracks, and that's just the tip of the Real World Sunday. Blind Boys of Alabama, first up. Their Spirit of the Century album is one of the Real World gold reissues, followed by the Sardinian a cappella quartet Tenore di Biti, originally from their album Samore e Mama, recorded live in various locations around their hometown, churches, streets, the works. And finally, the Congolese Zairean Suku superstar Papa Wemby in very laid-back frame of mind there with a track from the second of his trio of real-world records called Emotion, also out as a gold reissue. If you've got a favourite real-world moment, we'd love to hear what it is. My first purchase was the Drummers of Burundi, and my favourite session here on World on 3 from real-world artists has been a very recent one, the Irish supergroup The Gloaming. Tweet us yours at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag. Be great to hear from you. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here, where my session guest for this evening, Nancy Kerr, is setting up for the second part of her live session. So while we get sorted here in the studio, let's enjoy some more celebrations, this time from the soundtrack of a documentary film coming out in September, one that started out following the Broadway phenomenon Fela heading for Nigeria, the first time ever a Broadway show had been staged there. But the film was ultimately transformed, not into a documentary following that, but maybe inevitably into a profile of the great man himself. Here then is Fela Kuti with an Egypt 80 classic, Teacher, Don't Teach Me Nonsense.
The things we would think say he could do for this world, he start when he teacher, schoolboy and schoolgirl jam together. Who be teacher? I go let you know. Who be teacher? I go let you know. Who be teacher? I go let you know. When we be picking,
I be teacher.
When we day for school,
teacher be teacher.
The university
lecturer be teacher.
When we start to work,
government be teacher.
Who be government teacher?
Culture and tradition.
Who be government teacher?
Culture and tradition.
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 Now the problem side of a teacher student, I go sing about. I don't pass speaking, I don't pass school, university, self I pass. As I don't start to work, the government I must come face though. You go for France,
yes,
England,
yes,
Italy,
yes,
Germany,
yes,
now them culture,
yes,
for the
happy yes,
teacher,
yes,
for them
yes,
you go China,
yes,
Russia,
yes,
Korea,
yes,
Vietnam,
yes,
now them culture,
yes,
for the happy
yes,
teacher,
yes,
for them
yes,
you go Syria,
yes,
Jordan,
yes,
Iran,
yes,
Iraq,
yes,
now them culture,
yes,
for the happy
yes,
teacher,
yes,
for them.
Yes,
let us face ourselves for Africa. Now the matter of Africa, bring this party off of my song. Now all the problem of this world, him we they carry for Africa. You no go ask me,
which one?
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 Problems of inflation,
which one?
Problems of corruption,
which one?
Of mismanagement,
which one?
Stealing by government,
which one?
Now him we they carry. All over Africa, now the latest one,
one?
Now him they make me laugh,
which one?
Austerity.
one.
Austerity.
Now him they make me laugh.
Austerity.
Why are they laugh?
Austerity.
Man off fit cry.
Austerity.
Ubiya watishana oyibo. Ubiya watishana oyibo. All of us see the first election. And the second election all in Nigeria. The second election, now you will see pass. Baba la nonsense.
Baba la nonsense.
Baba la nonsense.
Baba la nonsense.
It pass redeemer.
Baba la nonsense.
It pass corruption.
Baba la nonsense.
Which kind of election be this?
Baba la nonsense.
People no go vote. Big, big numbers.
Baba la nonsense.
Thousands to thousands.
Baba la nonsense.
Million to millions.
Baba la nonsense.
Which kind of election be this?
Baba la nonsense.
Baba la nonsense.
Baba la nonsense.
Na democracy recipe that you. Many, many things. Many of them things I don't sing about. Me, I no get it all copy your Yibo style. Let us think it safe. Oyibo no pass me. When Shagari finish him elections.
Austown Harrier. Maheno ikir orgvedir glas roch ateb gweddys iddo gweddys iddo na tebwch a tebwch mon Nad ydi'w'r ferth ddim gartre Na'i hawach ysta yn y tu Llanc i fanc o'r plwy arall sy'n wedi mynd â Alon sydd cyndrymed, sydd cyndrymed ar marg sy'n dringo'r hyl. Wrth ceisio bod yn llawen i fedro. Fedron yn fy myw Mae'r esgyd yn fy ngwasgu Mewn man awydd o chi Cawer gofyd meddwl Gofyd meddwl sy'n torri Torri'n halon ni Pe meddwn edyn yr Edyn yr Mi faddwn Faddwn llawer gwech I'r hedeg at fy'n Hariad at den harriad sydd yn y gledydd pe. Dros diroedd maith a moroedd gobeithio fod o'n iach. Rwy'n caru'r tir lle gerddod, tir lle gerddod. O, wraidd fy'n halon fach.
One of my discoveries of this week's listening on Gwymon Records, the compelling, rich voice of Welsh singer Chris Jones. Beautiful versions of Sam Hall and Market Day on his album Dacor Tanai. But the showstopper is this version of Y Gwydr Glas, the blue glass, and the tale of a young girl who cannot meet her lover coming night visiting as she's been given away to another man. The kind of material, Nancy, that makes the folk tradition such a rich theme for performance, certainly, but you can understand why for modern songwriters like yourself as well.
Oh, that was beautiful. Absolutely bewitching voice. And yeah, that universal theme, it's absolutely what it's all about.
Well, we're going to have another one of yours now. And this is one of the ones we've played on World on Three before from the Sweet Visitor
Great.
Album.
Oh, lovely.
This is Where Jacarandas Grow.
I met my love in sweet October, her beauty it did shine. The bushy beds abloom all over, and creeks do run like wine. So bright the flames, and the jacarandas clad in the leaves of spring. There we did talk and take a walk, where magpies sweetly sing. As we did join, ascendant voices so ardently we sang. The rain did fall like tears around us, and thunder loudly rang. What ails, what ails, what ails, my lover? Why do you fearful grow? Let fear with love be put asunder, and prove its overthrow. A league abroad, poor souls are calling to set their children free. And daughters, sons, fathers and mothers are cast into the sea. Upon a storm that beats our waters, and may we never know such winds of fear that blew them here where jacarandas grow.
Thank you. destiny be open-handed and sweet remembrance bring. When you walk among the jacarandas where magpies sweetly sing.
Where jacarandas grow, from Nancy Kerr there, and the beautiful sound of her viola. Come back over here to the table where I can talk to you properly. We can actually make Studio 80A feel quite intimate. We've managed to sort of dip the lights a little bit.
It's lovely, but
it still feels like you're on the other side of the studio over there. We've talked a little bit about your family, your folks, and the influence that they've had on that. And family is obviously a very natural part for many people working within the tradition.
Sure,
but
yes.
You get that twice over through James, your husband's own background as well, and himself coming from something of a musical dynasty, but from the other side of the world. How much has that played a part in your own musical life?
Hugely. And I think it was one of the sparks of recognition that we had. It's like, oh, you sing with your family. Because although we do, you know, we make a big thing of the family thing, obviously there are all sorts of families, aren't there? There's the true family where you actually do learn your music from your mum or dad. And that's a wonderfully lucky place to be. But I mean, there's all sorts of versions of that sort of guru experience, aren't they? They're not necessarily an exact bloodline. But I think when you sing, there is something about singing with your family. You can kind of hear the common, whether it's the environment or the genes. And James and I had that very much in common. So his family, the Fagans, based around Sydney in Australia, and have been singing, yes, traditional music and contemporary folk music from all over for many years together. So that was a huge recognition, and also has still carried on. I mean, although we are a long way from those people now, that wing of the family, because we now live in the UK, we still, you know, we sing with people. We sing in a quartet at the moment, the Melrose Quartet, with our friends Jess and Richard Arrowsmith, and that feels like family as well. And when our voices slot together in the roles that they have in the four-part harmony, that it's very recognisably part of our family experience. So yeah,
I know what it's like myself, you know, singing with my own family, but yeah. I've also watched other folks like the Vass twins, Mike and Ali Vass, who played as a fiddle and piano duo, and they have this really scary dynamic where when they're rehearsing, it's like no holds barred. They rehearse in about 10% of the time it would take other people to do it, because they just throw the criticism straight out there, straight between the eyes, and you watch it and you think, oh, this is horrible, but this is, we can do that because we're family and we know it doesn't mean anything.
That's a big part of it. Yes, it's like we all, at the end of the day, we all stay together for the most part. It would take a lot to bust it up. So yeah, I think that probably is that durability of having to work. Not that it's easy necessarily, you know, it has the same things. But also, I mean, you have that slight, not psychic, but you know, that just that quicker ability to get to the end point, because there's a load of stuff that's unsaid and doesn't need to be said. And that's an amazing gift as well when you're working with your family or your adopted family, your community family.
Now, you mentioned the East End roots, but your folks made very much sure that when you were being brought up in Northumberland, that you were exposed not only to their own influences, but that you were actually meeting the real deal as you grew up.
Yeah.
And there are some really significant figures in that scene that are part of your background.
Very much, yeah. I mean, it's interesting because although Will Taylor, who's the shepherd fiddler that you know, we all talk about, because he was incredible, he wasn't directly my teacher, but he was a huge influence. So yeah, I was sort of taken to see him and he sort of talked to me about the fiddle and would play for me, and I would watch that, and then I kind of go away and make my sort of way with those tunes and with that repertoire. It's very...
And what kind of age would you have been at?
Well, I started, I picked up the fiddle at 5, just at school, you know, just started school lessons, but it was always... That stuff was a struggle, the learning and the discipline of the non-folk repertoire didn't come naturally to me, but in the back of my mind was always, at the end of the summer or at the end of the term or whatever, I get to go and play tunes in Northumberland. And that, and it had a huge social part. It had a huge sort of, I guess, the real sense of heritage of, you know, we like that place, we have a bit of history going back there, and we just love the uniqueness of the repertoire. So that was what it was all geared towards. It was all about getting good enough to wrap my fingers around a few tunes, you know.
And Will was quite adamant that you know, you should put in the graft and do all the straight down the line stuff as well.
Yeah, I'll definitely learn the thing, you know, learn as much. I didn't learn a lot of technique. People will tell you I'm not Madam Technique, but I did learn enough to know my way, you know, around the tunes, because the feeling was, okay, they're folk tunes, and they deserve it. You know, they deserve you to play in tune. Will's big thing was he had time like an absolute rock, you know. He played for Dancing and he had lift and he had pulse, but his timing never wavered, and that was something really that I still try and emulate and try and keep as the sort of core of it.
Well, it's lovely having you in here ourselves tonight, Nancy, and it's obviously taken quite a treat with the World on Three listeners. I don't think we've ever had so many tweets coming into the programme.
Really
people like Rosie Hood listening to it as lovely bedtime listening and such beautiful fiddle singing. So let us give Rosie and the rest one more song. Tell me what this one's going to be.
Okay, well, this is going to be Lilo, and this is really probably the closest I've come to, I suppose, writing a traditional ballad. This song really wrote itself because I kind of followed a story. And the story is of a woman who gives birth on the front line of a war, which has happened and was reported. But it kind of takes more of a turn, I guess. The idea is that in supernatural song, you know, in the supernatural ballads, why do we have those songs that are full of magic? Are they to make sense of something that is basically senseless? Or is it to escape? Is it that things just eventually get to a point where you have to put something magical in? And so this song has a lot of the story of the great Selkie of Sul Skerry, which is a wonderful Northern Scots song about a woman who turns into a seal, or a man who is a man upon the land and a seal in the sea. So it has a lot of those themes in it, but really it's talking about motherhood and the proximity of children to war.
Well, Nancy, we'll let you take your place back over the other side of the studio, and once again remind you that English tour starts on November the 18th in Bury, when she'll have the whole of the Sweet Visitor Band out with her, and they'll be making their sort of official debut at the Terrasy Festival next weekend. All the details on Nancy's own website, and we'll make sure there's a link to that from the World on Three page of the Radio 3 site. For the moment, though, let us have Lilo.
When I was in my prime, oft times I took to fighting, and once I strayed into the fray, down by the banks of war, down by that river deep, while Bethlehem was sleeping, a female soldier weeping sore, down by the banks of war, the tears were on her cheeks, and sorrow lay upon her. But a song of life rang all around, down by the banks of war. What lies upon your breast? What life is that a leaping? Some wounded bird you bring to peace, down by the banks of war. Lie low, the winds do blow, and bid the willow weep. Lie low, the wounds do flow, so sleep, my baby, sleep. Take down my gun, my holster and my bullets. Take off my gown of green, down by the banks of war. And she's become a seal, her baby sweet beside her, and they shall swim to morning's brim, far from the banks of war.
Lie low, the winds do blow, and bid the willow weep. Lie low, the wounds do flow, so sleep, my baby, sleep. Well, now there is a song where once was only silence, and now there's life among the strife down by the banks of war. Oh, gunman, stay your gun. Go home and hold your daughters before they stray into the fray down by the banks of war. Lie low, the winds do blow, and bid the willow weep. Lie low, the wounds do flow, so sleep, my baby, sleep. Lie low, the winds do blow, and bid the willow weep. Lie low, the winds do flow, so sleep, my baby. Lie low, the winds do blow, and bid the willow weep. Lie low, the wounds do flow, so sleep, my baby, sleep.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Nancy. Nancy Kerr's Sweet Visitor Band, as I said, showcasing the album Song at Towersey on the 24th of this month, on tour in November. But if you can't wait until November, you can also hear Nancy out with Andy Cutting and Martin Simpson on tour in September. Next week's session for Lopa Katari here on World on 3 is something rather special. Mosi Sisengo, Mosi Fan Fan, started out as Franco's sideman in OK Jazz before carving out a very successful path for himself from his European base in Belgium. The Congolese connections, however, remain close, as you can hear from his current Stern's label release, Musicata Lema, where he's joined by old friends from the band where he started out his playing career.
Mama Africa. Oh yeah, Africa, I can't forget where I come from. Africa, my mother, will you listen to my song? I love you, Africa, it's to you I belong, Africa. Ma jolie Africa, on fait ce soir jusqu'à l'autre. Africa matanga, ce soir c'est la cinquantaine. Viva Africa, on va danser, on va chanter, Mama Africa. Saturday night.
Mosey Fanfan from his new album Musica Talema, and he joins Lopa in the studio here at Broadcasting House on next week's World on 3. So the summer of sport and Commonwealth celebration is over, and what a wonderful thing it was to see Glasgow and Glasgow's people just buzzing, so welcoming to folk from all over the globe. Our contribution to the celebrations here on World on 3 were the Commonwealth Connections, of course, a 53-stop tour of the world, and you can enjoy all the features as many times as you please online and free to download through the World on 3 pages of the BBC website. And for all that we do roam far afield in the music selection for the show, as well as celebrating the best of roots music from our Indigenous traditions, we enjoyed the focus that these special features allowed us in particular. So we're going to start making a particular journey through the world of world music here on World on 3. In a wee while, I'm going to take a dip into part of the archive of world music recordings made by BBC producers and presenters over the years. I'm sure you'll have your own ideas as to what's been particularly special on Radio 3 over the years, but I think that we will... Yes, we're going to start with a kind of virtual album collection, I think. It's a kind of subjective selection, no matter who's behind the choice. But we have to start somewhere. So I'm going to set the ball rolling with a lady who came to international prominence only at the age that I am now. I'm not saying what that is, but it is indicative of the fact that there is actually hope for us all. Cesaria Evora was born into poverty, raised in an orphanage, raised her own family in hardship through the political changes of the mid-70s when Cape Verde gained its independence from Portugal. From earning a living, singing on the cruise ships visiting the islands, her big break came when she was invited to sing in Portugal, where Paris-based Cape Verdean José da Silva heard Cesaria sing, and the rest is, as they say, history. She was a very unshowy personality and a singer with no time for diva tricks, and it's this wonderfully silky, down-to-earth, real quality to her voice that I think made the connection with listeners, whether compatriots or an international audience, right up to the end. And it's obvious right from the start of the recording relationship with Da Silva on his Loose Africa label. Miss Perfumado sold over 300,000 copies. Not bad for a debut, with one of her most celebrated songs opening the album, Sodada.
Esse caminho passou também. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passou também. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra, San Inclão. Saudade. Saudade, saudade, diz minha terra, San Inclão. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passou também. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passou também. Saudade, 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 diz minha terra, San Inclão. Saudade, saudade, soda des mia terra semin clau. Si vos escrever muita escrever, si vos esquecer muita esquecer, até dia que vou voltar. Si vos escrever muita escrever, si vos esquecer muita esquecer, até dia que vou voltar. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra sem inglau. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra sem inglau. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra sem inclau. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra sem inclau. Saudade, saudade, saudade minha terra sem inclau. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra sem inclau. Saudade, saudade, saudade. A viver, paródia de noite machê, sem a cama com sabura. És vida só que não está a viver, paródia de noite machê, sem a cama com sabura. Angola, Angola, oi, que povo sal, a minha os cata matã, o meu coar para amanhã caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, que povo sal, a minha os cata matã, meu corpo amanhã caminho. Es convivência de senhores vivência, paciência de uma consequência, resistência de uma extravagância. Es convivência de senhores vivência, paciência de uma consequência, resistência de uma extravagância. Angola, Angola, oi, povo sal, a minha os cata matã, meu corpo amanhã caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, povo sal, pra mim os cata matã, bem com hora pra amanhã caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, que povo sal,
pa niña os cata matan, ven cu hora pa baña camin. Angola, angola, oi, força, a niña os cata matan, ven cu hora pa baña camin. Es convivência, desenhos vivência, paciência de consequência, resistência de extravagância. Es convivência, desenhos vivência, paciência de consequência, resistência de extravagância. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha oscata matam, bem com hora para banha caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha oscata matam, bem com hora para banha caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha oscata matam, bem com hora para banha caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha oscata matam, bem com hora para banha caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha oscata matam, bem com hora para banha caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha oscata matam, bem com hora para banha caminho.
Phenomenal piano in the beginning of that track. The Queen of Morna, Cesaria Evora, Cape Verde's Barefoot Diva. Although, as I said, there was nothing diva about her. And that was from her debut album, Miss Perfumado, on the Loose Africa label. Our first offering in the Ultimate World Music Collection. We'd love to hear your choices too, of course. So do tweet us with those recommendations at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag. This is Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, headed now for the point on the American musical map where mountainy music and the blues are filtered through vintage vaudeville by way of Canada. Go figure. They're coming to the UK this autumn, and here is what's in store from Shisham and Lotus and Son, the first Americana band in a long time that's really made me sit up and pay attention. None of your musical snake oil here. It's the genuine article.
Yeah, that's the way they did it way back when, back in 1929. They'd hustle up to Buffalo and back again, back in 1929. Yes, Mamie got a hustle for the Peacewood and a bottle, banging and saw it on a sales tax toddle. That's the way they did it back in 29. Back in 1929, Pigsfoot and a bottle back in 29. It's a sales tax title back in 29. That's the way they did it back in 29. Back in 1929. Yeah, yeah, that's the way they did it, and they did quite fine back in 1929. Belly full of bourbon and a bottle of brine back in 1929. Yes, that's the way they did it, and they did their thing. My pappy with the Casper cut the pigeon wing. I said that's the way they did it back in 29, back in 1929. Belly full of bourbon back in 29. It's a pappy with the Casper back in 29. That's the way they did it back in 29. We'll be right back. 29, day 29. And then we're gonna eat the things that make birds fly. Back at night, day 29. Put the neck bone in the pot with lots of salt and pepper. Hanging and a-jawing with a real high stepper. That's the way they did it back at 29. Back in 1929. Lots of salt and pepper back in 29. He's a real high stepper back in 29. Belly full of bourbon back in 29. My pappy with the gaffer cock in 29. Bigfoot and a bottle back in 29. He's a sales tax toddle back in 29. That's the way they did it back in 29.
Africa, you know they're happy to wait. When you walk down the street in Moscow, soon find knife and gun. If you cross the man in Lagos, get ready to run.
It's not only black man who do that. It's not only white man who do that. It's not only black man who do that. It's not only white man who do that. It's human being. It's happened sometimes. It's human being.
Ivorian reggae star Tiken Jah-Fakoly taking his pan-African message one step further there with Human Thing on the new album on the Barclay label Dernier Appel and featuring the German-Nigerian hip-hop and soul singer Neka. Before that was Gaetano Otira Tepierier and friends Acholi Machon, they're known as, from the northern borders of Uganda with songs of protest brought to a wider audience by the intrepid Ian Brennan, whom we met last with Rwanda as the good ones last month at WOMAD. And first up were Shisham and Lotus and Sun heading for these shores next month. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3. And as I was saying, we were thinking, where do we go now that we don't have the Commonwealth connections going out every week? Although, as I said, of course, you can still enjoy them on online. And we got to thinking about the extensive world music archives of the BBC from all over and via various routes. And it is a pretty unique collection, guaranteed to yield up surprises and favourites, unique settings and stunning performances alike. And one of the showcases of more recent years was the wonderful collection World Roots on the Road. And when it came to thinking about what track we might play from this, I think all of us on the team came up with the same track individually. And so this is by common consensus, and it's just gorgeous. It's a favourite from Venezuela and the wonderful harp playing of Carlos Orozco, A la Suegra.
que son escogidas, de esas que quieren al yerno con amor y simpatía, pero también hay las malas, de esa calaña es la mía. Si a lo lejos me divisa, empieza a hablar tontería, allá viene ese malandro, esposo de la hija mía. Mi hija que salió tan buena, eso no se merecía, casarse con ese vago, qué mala suerte la mía. Ese condenado pichirre, por si usted no lo sabía, ese no le da a mi hija ni medio pa' la comida. Y mi pobre hija, señores, lleva palo de noche y todos los días.
Absolutely phenomenal stuff. And if you don't have a huge smile on your face after having listened to Carlos Orozco battering hell out of that harp and having a wonderful time doing it, there's something not quite right. Well, we heard earlier from one of Afrobeat creator Fela Kuti's Egypt 80 incarnation on the soundtrack of the upcoming Finding Fela documentary film. And another of the genre's father figures, Nigerian jazz legend Tony Allen, the man without whom Fela said there could not have been Afrobeat, releases his new album on Jazz Village in October in the company of another of his more recent collaborators, Damon Albarn. Here they are with the single from Film of Life. This is Go Back.
When you can see the same reflections of city lights, but you're far away at sea of all the satellites and the runaway. When the only way home
you played yourself across.
Dreaming without sleeping, it's morning, are you leaving? But a story, it has only begun, and are you willing to end? You promised me a feeling, something to believe.
One of the most prolific and influential of contemporary Scottish songwriters, King Creosote from Scotland with Love, songs accompanying a film of the same name released for the Commonwealth Games. More border music next from the Altai, the golden mountains that mark the border between Russia, Mongolia, China and Kazakhstan, and home to Chinbat Basanku, a virtuoso exponent of the Yatka, a Mongolian bowed zither traditionally decorated with the heads of revered animals in Mongolian culture, swans, wolves, deer. And this piece homes in on the other great connection for them with the animal world, the horse culture of the nomadic tribes.
Thank you.
The Trot of the Horse with the Black Velvet Coat, bringing us to the end of World on Three tonight. Thanks to Nancy Kerr again for a beautiful session, Rob Winter and Martin Webb in the studio, and producer James Parkin. And to you for listening, and of course, so many tweets tonight. Lovely to hear from you. We're going to send you out with a sleep song from Irish singer Catriona O'Leary and Dóra. The sleep songs are Suantri, one of the trinity of Irish song genres. Cuimim Féin, Mileniv, and Chala. I'll put my own baby to sleep. Good night.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3 with me, Catriona Young. We're in Bergen to start with tonight to join the city's Philharmonic for a concert they gave at the Grieg Hall in January. Andrew Litton was in charge well over a decade into his tenure as their principal conductor, and they also welcomed the violinist Nicola Benedetti for the Concerto No. 1 by Max Bruch. Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony ended their programme, but they began at home, at least partly at home. The composer was the Norwegian Johan Svensson, but he wrote the piece in Bayreuth and he called it Carnival in Paris, which is exactly what it sounds like. And when Wagner saw the score, he thought so too. Most amusing, he said.